AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Many Americans are still confused about what to do about wearing a face mask. In New York, the facial coverings are going away, as our Ed Donahue reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will follow the new CDC guidelines.
If you are vaccinated, you are safe. No masks, no social distancing.
New York has fully vaccinated about 43% of its 20 million residents. The Tribeca Film Festival will return. Radio City Music Hall will reopen to full capacity next month.
Our Jennifer King reports California officials are keeping masks in place another month.
Fully vaccinated do not need to wear a mask outdoors unless they're attending a crowded gathering, but must still wear masks indoors. The state health director says that's to give the public and businesses time to prepare.
A man has been arrested on arson charges in connection with the wildfire that's burned 2 square miles near the Topanga State Park in Southern California. Assistant LA County Fire Chief Jesse Vela.
Evacuation orders have impacted hundreds of Topanga residents in over 500 homes that still face a potential threat.
The White House is shifting its stance on an Israeli Hamas ceasefire, now indicating it would support a halt in the violence. On the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell called for the U.S. to stand with Israel in the face of attacks by Hamas.
Suggests Israelis are not entitled to defend themselves.
Former President Donald Trump will speak at North Carolina's annual state GOP convention. It takes place June 5th in Greenville. The Bidens have released their tax records for 2020. They paid 25.9% of their income to the IRS. The average is about 14%. The Bidens earned $607,000 last year. That is a drop from the year before. Stocks ended the day lower. This is AP News. Abortion rights activists are sounding the alarm now that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a Mississippi case that would ban abortion before a fetus reaches viability.
The high court's order sets up a showdown over abortion, probably in the fall, with more conservative justices seemingly ready to dramatically alter nearly 50 years of rulings on abortion. The case involves a Mississippi law that would prohibit abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. That case is separate from a fight over laws enacted by Mississippi and other states that would ban most abortions as early as 6 weeks when a fetal heartbeat may be detected. I'm Julie Walker.
A South Carolina sheriff has fired 2 deputies involved in the January death of a South Carolina jail inmate with mental health issues. Video clips have just been released showing deputies repeatedly deploying stun guns and kneeling on the back of Jamal Sutherland before he stops moving. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.